With Radio on the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams. This from the National Weather Service in Des Moines. Thunderstorms are forecast late tomorrow through Friday. A few strong storms are possible, especially over parts of northwest Iowa Thursday night. Otherwise, the severe threat appears low at this time. Iowans lost an estimated $20 million in annual benefits from its urban tree canopy that was damaged by the derecho in August of 2020. This according to the results of a recently completed survey conducted by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. The findings were included in a report that estimated the Iowa communities had nearly 4.5 million trees damaged or destroyed in the August 2020 storm. The survey also looked at the damage to trees on rural lands and estimated that nearly 2.7 million trees were damaged or destroyed by the storm, including in parts of Hardin and Grundy counties in the Radio on the Go broadcast area. Both bond issue questions that went before voters on Tuesday in the North Butler School District failed. Public Measure CO, which called for allowing the district to issue up to $19,305,000 in general obligation bonds, failed with over 79% of the ballots cast voting no. Public Measure CP, which called for allowing the district to levy an annual tax to pay for the bonds, also failed with 79.22% voting no. If both measures would have passed, the North Butler School District would have constructed a new athletic competition facility and would also have made repairs, including the replacement of mechanical and electrical systems at the elementary building. Both measures needed 60% plus one vote for approval. More charges have been filed against an area resident in Hardin County. 37-year-old Amanda Clark of Sheffield was arrested Monday night in Iowa Falls for possession of drug paraphernalia. A warrant was served to her on Tuesday afternoon for a controlled substance violation, gathering where controlled substances are used, failing to affix a drug tax stamp, second-degree theft, and possession of a controlled substance marijuana. Clark is being held at the Hardin County Jail. The Butler County Sheriff's Department on Tuesday afternoon arrested 29-year-old Joshua Rogers of Allison on a court order from the original charge of a second offense OWI. Rogers is being held at the Butler County Jail. Tuesday night, the Iowa Falls Police Department arrested 36-year-old Derek Chaplin of Iowa Falls, who was wanted on a Franklin County warrant for two counts of unauthorized use of a credit card. Chaplin posted bond and was released from the Franklin County Law Enforcement Center. Tuesday afternoon, Iowa Falls Police received the report of the theft of concrete hand tools from the city's wastewater treatment plant in the 200 block of Hollis Avenue. The tools are valued at under $300. Monday morning, the Hampton Police Department received the report of the theft of a motor vehicle, a silver and color 2012 Chevy Silverado pickup truck belonging to the Hampton-Dumont School District was stolen from the high school parking lot at around 4 a.m. on Saturday. The vehicle was located on Tuesday night, unoccupied in Jasper County along Interstate 80. 4th District Congressman Randy Feenstra of Hall has joined his Republican colleagues on the U.S. House Agriculture Committee in voting no on ag-related elements of the infrastructure package House Democrats are proposing.
We have real issues that we need to deal with. We have anti-competitive behavior in the cattle market. We have the remaining competition in China. We have to develop stronger export markets. We need to prepare for the upcoming farm bill. Instead, we're here considering a bill that will solely benefit families on the East and West Coast and those leaving the families and heartland of America behind.
The panel began reviewing amendments this past Friday. Democrats defeated the four that Feenstra offered. One dealt with taxes and could have partially blocked a proposal to change the way inherited property, like farmland, is taxed.
Democrat leaders are turning a blind eye to the negative effects of all these hidden taxes and these men and women who feed the world. They should not have to foot the bill for this reckless spending.
The Biden administration proposes taxing inherited property as if it were a sale, with an exemption for the first $1 million of inherited property for an individual. Feenstra proposed freezing all spending outlined in the bill until the U.S. Ag Secretary confirms no farming operation with an annual income below $400,000 would see its taxes raised under the plan. The House Ag Committee took a vote on the package on Monday, and it passed on a party-line vote.
The bill, I regret to say it, but it's a debacle. I mean, we have no idea of the tax increases.
The $3.5 trillion infrastructure package House Democrats are proposing includes about $90 billion in ag-related spending. Franklin General Hospital, Franklin Medical Center in Hampton, and Franklin Medical Center in Latimer are continuing to participate in the Medicare program. Franklin Medical Center in Dumont was closed effective July 30th, ending the Dumont Clinic's participation in the Medicare program. All other Franklin General Hospital facilities continue to participate in the Medicare program and conduct business as usual. Today, the Ackley City Council will discuss the use of American Rescue Plan funds, will discuss police department equipment, and will consider a 28E agreement with the AGWSR School District for demolition of the former elementary school building. The Ackley City Council meets today starting at 7 p.m. in the council chambers. The Rockwell City Council today will discuss police equipment, the hiring of a public works employee, and will discuss the city's road use tax report. The Rockwell City Council meets today starting at 7 p.m. at City Hall. This week is homecoming week in the Clarion Golfio Dow School District. Today, the coronation and pep rally is scheduled for 7 p.m. at the high school gym. The queen candidates are Brooke Askelson, Kaylee Dow, Paige German, Nikki Kapka, and Summer Traub. The king candidates are Tyson Burning, Kale Chase, Daniel Chavez, Cody Olson, and Connor State. The number of new coronavirus cases in Iowa in the past 7 days surged 51% compared to the previous week, and new COVID-19 hospital admissions also increased along with the number of patients requiring intensive care, the State Department of Public Health reported Wednesday. The health department reported 11,588 new positive cases in the past 7 days. There were another 64 deaths, more than double the 30 reported in the previous week. The total number of COVID-19 deaths in Iowa has increased to 6,401. Iowa's 7-day moving average of cases is at 1,487 new cases per day, a level not seen since the middle of January, according to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data. The 14-day rolling total of people in intensive care reached 2,107, the most since last Christmas. About 87% of ICU patients were not fully vaccinated. Long-term care center outbreaks increased to 23 from 20 reported a week ago. The state reported that children age 17 or younger made up 29% of positive cases in the last 7 days, with some counties exceeding 40% of new cases among children. Vaccination continues to be slow, with 52.8% of the state's population fully vaccinated, according to the CDC, ranking the state's vaccination rate 23rd in the nation. The CDC said all 99 counties in the state have a high rate of spread. We are halfway through the month of September, and 66 hundredths of an inch of rain has fallen at the Radio on the Go studios in Hampton. Rain has fallen on 4 of the 15 days. The highest temperature so far this month has been 87, with the lowest temperature of 48 degrees. The average high in Hampton this month has been 79 degrees, the average low of 54. And our high this afternoon at the Radio on the Go studios in Hampton, 79 degrees, our morning low, 52. For Radio on the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams.